Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
So, Pádraig Lodge, is it coming home?
Well, it's starting now, the chance coming home, perhaps, amongst the England fans. They'll be facing Senegal next in the knockout stages of the World Cup last night. England booking their place in the last 16 with a 3-0 win over Wales, two goals from Marcus Rashford and also a strike from Phil Foden. The United States went through as runners-up in the group. They beat Iran 1-0 thanks to a goal from Christian Pulisic. He was later taken to hospital for scans on an abdominal injury. The Americans will face the Netherlands in the first of the last 16 fixtures on Saturday afternoon. Wales' first World Cup for 64 years saw them finish bottom of the group with just 1 point. Gareth Bale was substituted at half-time due to a slight hamstring strain, having touched the ball only 7 times. And for Bale, whose career has scaled dazzling heights, it was an anticlimactic end to his first World Cup.
Everyone's disappointed, but no, I think we're all proud of what we've achieved to get here, to do something no other Welsh team has done to qualify. We have to look how far we've come. Of course, we would have loved to have gone past the group, but football's difficult. It's not always easy. Teams go through good runs and bad runs, and we didn't quite live up to our expectations this tournament, but we'll take massive experience from it, and yeah. Going forward, we really need to look at how far we've come, and to be at a World Cup. If you'd asked us that 2 years ago, we would have all pinched ourselves. So we need to realise how far we've come, how proud we all are of each other to have worked really hard to get here. And like I said, it's disappointing to go out, but we'll all walk out of that change room with our heads held high and proud of each other.
You have given that Welsh shirt so much. You are Wales's leading goal scorer. You are Wales's most capped player. How much more have you got to give that Welsh shirt?
Yeah, no, I'll keep going as long as I can and as long as I'm wanted. So it's a difficult moment now, obviously. But yeah, we go again. We have a qualifying campaign starting now again in March. And we have a few months to get away from international football now, which is obviously disappointing, but we'd love to stay longer. But we go again in March.
Gareth Bale doesn't sound like a man who's about to walk out the gap anyway, so that will be positively received by the Welsh fans. World Rugby has said that Australia's Nick White should have been permanently withdrawn after he suffered 2 impacts to the head during the recent test match against Ireland at the Aviva Stadium. The scrum half was reintroduced onto the field following a head injury assessment and finished the game. An independent review concluded the second impact hadn't been seen, and as a result it wasn't reviewed by doctors while they were performing the assessment. The GAA Central Council is to vote on new disciplinary measures on Saturday. One proposal will see the maximum ban for the most serious offences go from 96 weeks to 240 weeks. The new Kilkenny hurling manager Derek Ling will have to plan without Conor Brown and Mikey Carey for next year's league and championship. Brown is going travelling to Australia in January, but Carey is also taking a year out to travel. The Ireland men's hockey team made it 2 wins from 2 at the Nations Cup in South Africa with a 3-1 win over Pakistan. Ireland fell behind early in the second quarter, but Conor Empey equalised almost immediately, and further goals from Ben Walker and Shane O'Donoghue secured victory for the Irish team, who will face South Africa in their final pool game at lunchtime tomorrow. Star mare Honeysuckle will bid to win the Bar 1 Racing Hatton's Grace Hurdle at Fairy House on Sunday for the 4th year in a row. Henry de Bromhead's Charge is unbeaten in 16 races and is one of 9 entries for the Grade 1 event. And Ken Doherty has been knocked out of the Scottish Open in Edinburgh. The former world champion lost to Gary Wilson of England. Wilson won the final 3 frames to record a 4-2 win.